Orange of the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online, it's the Mayor of Orange. How are you, Reg Kidd?
Morning, Neil. How are you?
Going well, thank you. Now, council meeting coming up tonight. There's plenty to discuss, and one of the things that's going to be looked at and is also up for public comment is the housing strategy. What's this about?
Yeah, look, a lot of work has gone into that over the last 12 months, perhaps even longer. And it's looking at housing needs in Orange, up to a population of, we know we have the infrastructure for water and so forth for about approximately 60,000 people. But it's looking at growth. You know, our growth has been phenomenal in the last 4 or 5 years. And so it's looking at whole numbers of land packages around Orange that possibly fit in for the development for housing, you know, whether it's social housing, affordable housing, infill development, whatever it may be. And there's a whole set of metrics that we have, things like closeness to existing infrastructure, if you like, water utilities. Is that an area where there is a lot of growth now? A whole number of metrics used to sort of say, well, look, some of them are greenfield sites, others are existing sites or add-ons to where people are now. So it'll be out there for community input, and it's not finished by any means. This is the first important step with it, in identification of those, and people have the opportunity to come and have their two bobs worth, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, what's the latest with the sports precinct?
Well, a fair bit of work's happened out there, as you know. I mean, they ran into a bit of wet weather, which we all did in Orange, and the second development application's in there through the processes it has to go through. Look, now, can I just emphasise again? It is unbelievable the processes that we have to go through with this. All highly accountable and transparent, and we still have people out there carrying on as though, you know, it's a secret service and all this, you know. I just find it phenomenal that, you know, the community need this. We've got the money, and that's proven that's the best site. This is not about the Bloomfield site. I wish they'd just get on a banner and get onto a group to protect what we have at the beautiful Bloomfield site and that. But that's still not a word spoken about Bloomfield, has there? Not a word said about Bloomfield and the grounds of Bloomfield and what's happening out there. So, yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. That'll take a few years, of course. And but I think the materials that have been taken down, there should be some land forming happening there in the near future.
Yeah, okay, good news. All right, now let's talk about the mobile vaccination clinics. On Friday, they're going to be in Cargo and Kidal, and then I believe Saturday they're coming to Orange.
Yeah, to Orange, I think it's fantastic. 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock out at Lake Knobbles on the western side near the car park. You can get your first vaccination. Or if you're 12 to 16, you've just got to be accompanied by a guardian or your parents. But if it's your second vaccination, you've just got to have proof of the actual first. I think that's a great idea, and I think after that they're going to Burrendong Dam, you know, so getting around in two vans gives you opportunity. I mean, there's no real excuses not to, is there?
No, absolutely right. And
you don't have to ring up and make an appointment or all this sort of thing. I've heard some of the excuses people have made, which are quite extraordinary. Oh, I couldn't get in, I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. And I said, well, there's 16 places in Orange. And certainly, I had no trouble getting in, and most of my friends and people I talked to didn't have any trouble getting in or getting vaccinated. And here we have another one. We had those, you know, the ones down at the hub, down at the DPIE building. Now we've got this one out there. So certainly out this weekend, look, anyone that says me, they could not get vaccinated, first or second, I'm going to have to say sorry. You know, it's your fault, not anyone else's.
I'll tell you what, though, those people that aren't vaccinated, they won't be getting into a lot of venues. I saw it firsthand on the weekend, people not being able to provide proof of their double vaccination. Sorry, you can't come in.
Yeah, I experienced that myself, actually, a thing on Friday where I went for lunch, and then on Saturday in both those venues, and they were very polite. I had to use my QR code to get in, and then I had to show to a person my double vaccinated tick off, and then give them a little marker on the jumper to show. You know, and the staff inside both those venues were very, very polite, And I just encourage everyone to show, be polite, be courteous with those people. They're doing their job, you know.
This, yep, absolutely.
To read about some people being abused, I think it's just abhorrent.
Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, now look, carols, they're on 11th of December, which is great news. And also a push to see the New Year's Eve laser show back.
Yeah, look, first of all, you know, I'm a bit of a softie with Christmas and Christmas carols and Christmas lights, and it's just fantastic. And I think just reading the latest, you can have between 3,000 and 5,000 people as a ticketed event now. So, look, by jingo, I think we'll be back into full swing, you know, social distancing, all of those things. So that'll be the carols. But I'm going to put up to council tonight that we immediately move on looking at a continuation of the New Year's Eve laser show. I think those have been able to afford fireworks. And then pending if you're on fire restrictions, we should be looking at laser works and should be an annual thing. Perhaps there are a number of grants for regional areas at the moment. We may be able to put in and get one of those. And last year was the first one, and it was very successful. And I think we should look at, you know, and 5,000 people is a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is indeed. All right. Now, you also a movement for a sculpture park to be installed. What's happening here?
Yeah, look, there's a number of people here in Orange. I've been in discussions with about a sculpture park, and I love the idea. I've seen a few of them in Australia. I've seen a few overseas too. It's more a low maintenance parks, but where you can walk through, and various ways of people raising money or getting grants and that, and getting sculptures. You know, bigger sculptures that you know you wouldn't have inside a building; you'd have outside. Wander around and experience the sculptures, and I think it's a fantastic idea, and just another thing to add to the great range of cultural activities and venues that we actually have in Orange. And look, one place that I'm quite keen on looking at is that first nine holes out of Bloomfield, between Bloomfield Hospital and what will be Bradman Park Sporting Complex. So there's something for people to get behind. I'm going to put it up to council. Hopefully they will agree with that, and we need to get a bit of a working group together and start moving that way, whether it be for government grants or whether it be fundraising or whatever it may be, or obtaining a venue. It could be up at the existing, an extension of the existing Botanic Gardens, for instance, you know, the front part of the gardens there that come down onto the roundabout on the road. Who knows?
I'm with the Mayor of Orange, Reg Kidd. Mate, thank you as always for your time and the update. Have a great day.
Thanks, Neil.